The Holy Spirit in all the Bible. The word for Spirit is Ruach in Hebrew and Pneuma in Greek. The former is used roughly 90 times for the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. The latter is employed more than 250 times as a reference to the Spirit in the New Testament. Both words can refer to wind or breath. The general idea is the same. Ruach and Pneuma express energy, motion, life, activity. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit set apart, belonging to God. He is God's power and presence among His people. The Holy Spirit, though more visible in the New Testament, was also at work in the Old. He was present at creation, hovering over the face of the waters, poised to order and complete what the Father had purposed and planned. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Holy Spirit was instrumental in the Exodus. Isaiah chapter 64, verses 7 to 14. He gifted God's people for service, equipping Bezalel and Aholiab, not just with artistic excellence, but with the Spirit's power to reshape a kind of heaven on earth. Exodus chapter 35, verses 30 to 35. We see frequently how the Spirit in the Old Testament rested on individuals like Balaam, Gideon, Jephthah, Samson, and Azariah for special acts of speaking or acting. Numbers chapter 24, verse 2. Judges chapter 6, verse 34, chapter 11, verse 29, chapter 13, verse 25, chapter 14, verses 6 and 19, chapter 15, verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. The Spirit could also come on people for a time and then depart, as Saul experienced, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, and David feared, Psalm 51, verse 11. The Spirit's activity in the Old Testament is powerful but less than complete. It's no surprise, then, that the Old Testament looks forward to a coming age of the Spirit. Three prophecies in particular predict the glory of this new day. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32 looks forward to the Spirit's coming upon all God's people. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22 to chapter 37, verse 14 awaits the day when the Spirit will dwell within God's people personally and permanently. And Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 5 promises a Spirit-anointed branch from the root of Jesse who will usher in the day of salvation for Israel. A universal Spirit, an indwelling Spirit, and a Spirit-empowered Savior. This is the age of the Spirit the Old Testament anticipates. Under the New Covenant, this outpouring is realized. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. The Spirit is poured out on all flesh, Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 21, indwells all believers, Romans chapter 8, verse 9, and empowers and glorifies the Spirit-anointed Messiah in His earthly ministry and saving work. The New Testament emphasizes that last point more than we often realize. The Spirit empowered the Son through every stage of His ministry. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary in the virginal conception, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 20, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. The Holy Spirit was upon Simeon when he spoke about Jesus in the temple, Luke chapter 2, verse 25. The Spirit rested on Jesus at His baptism, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Then the Spirit led Jesus, who Luke says was full of the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, Luke chapter 4, verse 1. After the temptation, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, chapter 4, verse 14, and announced in the synagogue that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him to proclaim the good news to the poor, chapter 4, verse 18. It was by the Spirit of God that Jesus cast out demons, Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 says it was through the eternal Spirit that Christ offered Himself as a sacrifice to God. According to Romans chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus was declared with power to be the Son of God by His resurrection from the dead through the Spirit of holiness. From conception to birth, through life, ministry, death, and resurrection, the Spirit was at work upon and through Christ. Who is the Holy Spirit? A person. The Holy Spirit is a person. He grieves, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, intercedes, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27, testifies, John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15,